Live from the In the Room studios located in the Net Carrier and Cloud, this is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome to your Ultimate Fantasy with DJ and just DJ, because Derek's not here either. Anyway, so welcome, VOC Nation Radio, 855 VOC Radio. 855-862-7234. This is your Ultimate Fantasy with DJ. And just DJ, because there's no Derek. And if you're listening to us right now, it's not because it was promoted by anything on the VOC Radio Network or their Twitter account or anything like that, or promoted by anyone except In the Room. So, call in. I know a couple people said they were going to call in, talk some fantasy football tonight. Going to say, if nobody calls in, then I was pretty much going to ask Derek who I should start a tight end this week for an hour. But nonetheless, if nobody calls in, then we won't talk about anything at all. Anyway, 855-VOC-RADIO. 855-862-7234. So, 1-0 after week one. Did pretty well, carried by Calvin Johnson and Andrew Luck. Both had a great week. Also got a good week out of A.J. Green. Jordan Reed killed me, though, so that's why I was going to talk about tight ends and what's out there. And, of course, he's questionable again because, you know, he can never be healthy. You know, something I wanted to talk about again is this whole waiver wire thing. Kind of a pain in the rear end the way it's done in most leagues. To me, there's no reason it shouldn't have some sort of, money system. Not real money, fake money, but there should be a fake money system in every league that gives everyone equal opportunity to get the player they want on a week-to-week basis and not have to worry about having to have a terrible record in order to have an option to get the best players. So, nonetheless, 855-VOC-RADIO. Be dialing, people. Be dialing. Because I'll give it a few more minutes. If nobody calls in, then we might have to try to call somebody ourselves. Maybe we'll call Derek at home. I'm sure he'll be thrilled about that. Well, the good thing about having this show is nothing. Absolutely nothing. There's not a good thing about having this show. Because nobody calls in. It's unbelievable. It actually wasn't even in the computer again to be set up to play. I had to set it up when I logged in to go into the studio tonight. So that's great. That's good stuff. Anyway, it's about 9:35 Eastern Time. I've been on the air for about 5 minutes, and still no Derek. And still no callers. So, there you have that. Be dialing people. 855-BOC-RADIO. Whatever, it doesn't bother me if anybody calls. Doesn't call. I mean, it sucks, but I'll sit here and just be silent, pretty much. Sit and watch WWE Network while the microphone is on mute, so it's not like there's anything groundbreaking that I have to do in order to be on the air here. So, fantastic, then. I'm going to give Derek a total of 10 minutes, or anyone 10 minutes, to call in. I know we said we'd have some people calling in to talk fantasy football. Gear on your ultimate fantasy. Worst comes to worst, I'll just play some music. It'll be like a radio show, you know? That's always fun. Played some new songs last night on In the Room. A new Saliva song. It's a good one. They have a new singer in their band. I thought that was a pretty good song to start off the show with on In the Room. This one I played last night. And there's always this one, too. This is like a song that everybody loves, right? Hey, I think I might have a caller. It's possible. Ain't it fun? Caller. It's Ray.
Hi, DJ.
Wow, have you been listening or did you just call?
I just got in. So I just dialed in so I could listen. And I would have eventually pressed 1 to ask you questions about fantasy football.
No, it's funny.
So talk. Go ahead. Tell me what's funny.
It's funny because, like, Derek didn't call in. So it's just been me. It's been me for the last 9 minutes just on the air saying the phone number over and over again. And trying to convince people to call or trying to get Derek to call. So I said, if nobody calls in 10 minutes, I'm just going to hang up. Because there's been no promotion and nobody even knows the show's on, so.
Okay.
Awful. And I said,
do you want me to help you talk about football?
Sure, we can do that. I was going to spend
the night
asking Derek which tight end I should start if nobody called in, but he wasn't even here to ask.
Who do you have at tight end? Let's talk about that, because I have no tight ends.
Yeah.
I bank my tight end hopes on Jason Witten, and that looks bad.
No, he always comes through. I mean, in long term. But no, I have Jordan Reed, which I thought would be a good pickup, but apparently the Redskins are going to continue to suck regardless of how many changes they make on their coaching staff or offense or whatever. So I have Jordan Reed as my starter. He didn't do shit last week, and my backup is the kid from Miami, Clay.
Okay.
So but there's a lot of guys available in this league to pick up.
Yeah, who's on waivers? Because I suppose that's not the worst tight ends you could have, but who's available for you?
That's something I want to talk about, too, the whole waiver system. It annoys the shit out of me.
That might not be a bad thing to talk about, because I was on waivers today for my team.
Oh, somebody already picked
a spell for you.
Somebody
I have a spell for you.
Okay, somebody already picked up the guy that I was going to pick up, so the hell with that. But it's hang on 1 second here. I was going to pick up the kid from Jacksonville, Gresham, now that Eifert's hurt. However, I do have A.J. Green, which that would not make a whole lot of sense because, you know, you can't score points in both places. Well, now that Gresham's gone, there's really nobody but Kobe Fleener and Derek's boy, Andrew Quarles.
You know, I draft Kobe Fleener.
He didn't do shit last week.
Well, I draft Fleener basically to pick up the backup for New England because I'm banking on Gronk not lasting.
Right.
I think the smart money is on him getting hurt again. So I picked up their backup. I think if you need a tight end, I don't think Fleener's a bad guy because he got targets.
Yeah, but do you start him over what I have? Do you start him over Jordan Reed or over Charles Clay?
I think you do, because I don't know how much of the Indy game you were able to watch.
Yeah, I watched most of it because I have Andrew Luck. So
yeah, okay.
That's another reason I wouldn't want Kobe Fleener. But
I mean, I don't know how much of it. I mean, look, you could pick one of those guys. If you think there's no hope for one of them, you drop and pick up Fleener. You know, if you end up dumping him in a couple of weeks, I guess no, you're probably no worse off.
Yeah, but then again, I know if I bench Jordan Reed this week, they're playing the Jaguars, who are piss poor, and he'll end up scoring like 2 touchdowns just because they're horrendous.
You know, I actually took the Jaguars I didn't take the Jaguars defense, but I thought about taking the Jaguar defense.
Well, it's saying he has very little chance of suiting up against the Jaguars. I don't even know who his backup is. You know what? It's a mess. The thing I did want to talk about, though, is this: the whole process of free agents and like waiver wire and all that. I think it's an absolute joke. I talked about this last week. I don't think there's, and almost nobody does it either. But we should try to start the trend. There's absolutely no reason that every league shouldn't have some sort of like dummy money system in place for free agent pickups. Waiver wire pickups every week. That like you get $100 of funny money that you just use to bid on guys. You know, you put your bids in order of preference, and you know, and everybody has equal opportunity to get players that they want. Because for the most part, I would say probably 95% of leagues do this stupid, you know, reverse order of standings. Preference of waiver wire, which is a joke because all it does is punish the good teams and it rewards the shitty teams. And as a guy who always has a pretty competitive team and one of the teams that has a good record, I get screwed constantly out of the players that I need or want because you're rewarding the teams that are bad and just keep trying to enable them for being bad by giving them a higher pickup. Just implement this system where you have 100 free agent dollars to spend for the whole year. And that way, if there's a guy you really want, you'll put in a lot of money for him, and you'll sacrifice having money for the rest of the season. But you know at least you have a shot at the guy you want. And if you just want a regular guy, you just put in a dollar for him. And if you don't get him, oh well. But then you put in a dollar for another guy. And then it gives up an opportunity to trade money during trades. Like, you're like, hey, I'm out of money because I spent $50 you know, Baltimore's running back that's now going to start that was available this week. So I put in $50 on him, and I got no money left for the season. So when I make a trade, the person I trade with includes like 20 free agent dollars. So at least I can make a pickup for the rest of the season every week. You know what I mean? So like, I constantly, for example, this week there was a couple people that were dropped that were available, and just people that were also available in general. Somebody dropped Wes Welker in my league, and somebody also dropped. The running back from Baltimore is available as a free agent.
Someone dropped Welker. I like your idea. I'll talk about your idea in a second. Someone dropped Welker if you think you can last another 3 weeks with a dead roster spot, grab him.
I tried. That's what I'm getting at. Welker was available, and I wanted Forsett or whatever his name is from Baltimore. I put in a claim for both of them, okay? And I did not get either of them because, you know, there's 14 teams in this league, which is way too many, but there's 14 teams. So 7 of them are 1-0, and 7 of them are 0-1. And out of the 7 that are 1-0, I scored 95 points this week. The only team that scored more was one team scored 100 points in my league. So therefore, there were 12 other teams out of 13 other ones that would have gotten a pick ahead of me because I'm good. So therefore, I must be punished.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 of those teams or whatever it was, they all won. They were all also 1-0 also. But geez, I scored, you know, my kicker scored 5 more points than the team after me, so they get to steal Wes Welker from me. It's a fucking joke. It really is.
Now,
especially around playoff time.
I agree. I actually think that teams who are eliminated from playoff contention access waiver wire.
Yeah, that's I talked about that last week, too. That's a whole other issue, is that once you are eliminated from an actual tournament. Go ahead.
Unless you are in a keeper league.
I think once you are no longer eligible to win the actual championship of the league, you no longer are able to make any roster moves. Your roster is locked.
In a one and done league where you're redrafting every year, I agree with you. But I think in a keeper league, if you see a guy come up on waivers and you say, you know what, I'm out this year, but I see him being valuable again next year.
I'm looking at next year.
I think in that case, that's fine. But yeah,
I'm not saying that they're not allowed to pick up a guy if they're mathematically eliminated. Okay, I'm saying once they are like eliminated from the season, like either once the playoffs start and they didn't make it, or B, they were in the playoffs and then have lost, their roster then becomes locked because you lost that right to make any moves by not winning. You know what I mean? You are now out. You don't get a chance to do that stuff. If you're just mathematically eliminated and the season's still going on, yeah, you can make moves. But once, you know, you can't take players from a team that's actually competing for the championship. I had that situation last year in another league I was in. I was playing for the championship, and there was a team that was playing in the toilet bowl, you know, because they pay for the number one pick. You know, it goes reverse order, playoffs, like you have a championship bracket and a toilet bowl bracket. And so, the winner of that other bracket gets the number one pick, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But there's no reason that those teams that aren't in the real playoffs, they're taking free agents and waiver wires people away from a team in the championship game because of the fact that they have terrible records. It's like, no, they're not even in the playoffs. How are they getting any moves?
Can I give you a solution to kind of like solving your, oh, my God, I need to be competitive every week in the playoffs thing? And then maybe we can do some buy and sell, because I think that would kill some time. And I think that would be something people would want to listen to.
I want to go back to the other thing. You never really commented on the money system that much about what people that are actually...
My only concern, I guess we'll talk about this first, and this might lead into buy or sell too. What do you do for someone who like just wants to swap? Like, a guy is already a free agent. You don't even have to put a claim in. It would be like an instant swap, like position for position. What do you do then? Like, are you saying you want to have everybody has so many days to put in a claim?
Are you talking about for the weekly pickups?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm saying that, like, you know, it's actually supported on most websites. Like, I know, I think ESPN does it, and I think like Fanball used to do it, if that even still exists or whatever. You have this thing where you put in, you know, your money, like which player you want, and you choose the money number, whether the guy is like on waivers or whether or not he's just a flat out free agent. It's like, it's just the waiver wire. That's the way it works. It's not like, you know, you don't just put in a player and get him based on where your standings are. You put in a player. And if two people put in the same player, the person that put in the more amount of bid gets that player. That's just the way
it is. Okay, well, I'm talking about like instant pickups. For instance,
Well, once
today,
listen,
I
once,
pick,
once you make your like once that round of money pickups goes, then you get like, you know, I think it was like up to like the three free agents for the week. So you can like, you know, once that first initial thing of the money is done, then you can just pick up three free agents, you know, as many, you know, whoever you want in whatever order you want. It's first come, first served kind of thing.
Okay.
But I mean, for that initial guy, you know, you got to, you know, if there's that, for, you know, the one guy, I remember it was a year ago, but the year that Anquan Boldin was a free, it was a rookie. Like it was like maybe 12 years ago. I remember like he had like a monster week the first week and everybody's this guy, and I put in like $80. It was week one, and I put in $80, and everybody's like, "Oh, well, you know, obviously somebody's overreacting to one good week or whatever." But he turned out to be an animal for the whole season, and it turned out to be who he is. You know what I mean? He was who we thought he was, and so like I ended up winning, but like you know, I paid all that money for him. I had to like I only had $20 for the rest of the year to use. But once that, you know, once you got your free agent, once you got your waiver claim with your money, you then had like I think like two or three more moves you can make, you know, first come first serve. So if you were taking a chance,
I mean, it's not a bad idea.
I don't know why everybody doesn't do it. It's so unfair to punish good teams. I mean, it's just not fair. It's even more unfair.
I'd like to help you gripe, but I took an ass waxing this week, so
yeah.
I'm actually benefiting it right now.
Yeah, but the point is, you're a good enough player that by mid-season or whatever, you should probably be at least to the middle of the pack, if not closer to the top. And by that point, you're going to have the teams that are either like don't take it seriously or don't know what the fuck they're doing and are just shitty every year, that are now getting players from you because they're going to continuously reward the bad teams with this type of policy, and it's frustrating. But
no,
anyway.
It is frustrating. Anyway,
the other thing you were talking
so I made I well I made a free agent move, and I guess maybe we could talk to some other guys who we might you know consider either you know sell high or you know pick up for nothing. I swapped out defenses this week. I sold on the Rams defense.
Yeah.
Because I don't see them getting off the field.
That's exactly. If you listened to the show last week, I know you didn't. We talked about that for about 10 minutes, and I said they were
I don't
top five defense last week. Or, you know, when most of the mock drafts came out, I said, and it's amazing that injury to a subpar quarterback, you know, slightly better than average quarterback, pretty much drops them out of being a top five defense. They're still going to get sacked, but they're going to be on the field.
Yeah, I took them because I get rewarded for sacks.
Yeah. But I mean, they're going to be so
tired. I get rewarded for sacks. But man, I mean, freaking Minnesota. Minnesota is not a good team.
They always have.
No.
They should have a much better, especially against a quarterback that doesn't have a whole lot of success. Yeah.
They don't have a team, but I sold them, and I sold them for the Miami defense.
Yeah, I mean, the Miami defense looked like they were pretty good. I mean, once you get out of this top five category, you're kind of just you start looking at matchups every week, you know, like who's playing against the Rams this week? Because whoever's playing against the Rams is probably going to get a couple picks and a couple sacks because who the hell knows who their quarterback's going to be. You know what I mean? You start looking at like that type of stuff.
Yeah, you start picking up NFC East defenses whenever you can. Victor Cruz was a big pick.
I would have stayed away.
People were still grabbing him.
I would have stayed away from any Giants. And I'm a Giants.
You drop him?
I would stay away from him. You know, at the draft. I don't think you can drop Victor Cruz. You know, you can't drop him. He's probably what your top three pick.
Mm-mm.
You didn't pick him in
not
the top
even four. Close.
What round did you get him in?
No, probably 7 or 8.
Really? How many teams are in your league?
12.
Wow, that's surprising. I don't think you can drop him. I think you may have to find a nice warm seat for him on the bench. but I don't know. The thing I was going to mention, though, is two other guys that got dropped after this might actually end up working out in my favor, but now I said I didn't get those two guys I put in the claims for. Two guys got dropped to make those claims that I didn't get. Two receivers that are there now, Anquan Boldin and Dwayne Bowe. And I put in claims for both of them. I would like to have them
somewhere
both.
Somewhere over Dwayne Bowe.
So,
way up high.
Dwayne Bowe's actually back this week. He only suspended for 1 week. And, I mean, I have...
You know what my concern is with Dwayne Bowe? And I suppose this matters more if you're in a points per reception league. But even if you're not, Bowe just doesn't get the targets.
No, he catches big ones. That's about it. Like, my concern is I have Calvin Johnson and A.J. Green, and they're the starters, and, like, they'll never get benched. But the point is, like, when those guys have bye weeks, it'd be nice to plug in.
Well, who's your flex?
There is no flex. This is just a basic two receivers, two running backs, tight end league. So, you know, the weeks that those guys are on bye, it'd be nice to plug in a Boldin or a Dwayne Bowe and not lose, like, a whole lot. You know what I mean? Still have a guy that's pretty, pretty quality at his position. So that's why I was hoping that, you know, those guys pan out. I don't think I get both of them, but if I had a choice of the two, I'd definitely, based on this first week, too, I hope Boldin ends up making my roster because, you know, Kaepernick likes him a lot, and he catches everything. Really bails him out on third down.
I want to know who would drop him.
Dude, this league,
I mean,
Most of your leagues, that's
your number one receiver if you have him.
This is the league that a guy drafted Nick Foles fifth overall, so I don't...
So it's an idiots league. Okay, never mind then. That's fine.
No, there's a couple idiots. Let's see. Who dropped him? Danny Amendola got dropped this week, too.
That's probably a good drop, though.
Yeah, he's not good.
That's a good drop. I'll tell you who I would pick up. And if you're a guy looking for a receiver, I would buy Kelvin Benjamin.
Gone.
Gone already?
That's who he dropped Boldin for.
No.
Yeah, man.
I mean, he's a nice Kelvin Benjamin. He's going to put up some nice numbers, but you think he?
No, I don't think so.
I feel like you're in a not particularly bright league, DJ.
That's a polite way to put it. I don't know. Maybe it was Dwayne Bowe that got cut for him. It was one of the two. One of those two guys was cut for Owen Benjamin. I think it was Bowe.
Dwayne Bowe would at least make sense.
Well, yeah,
I think Benjamin is going to get a lot of targets.
Yeah, but who the hell knows with that team? Who knows what they're going to be? I don't know. So, but this week, you know, I'm pretty confident with what I got going out there. Every week we're pretty much confident. And I'm playing against the guy that drafted Nick Foles fifth overall this week, so. And the running backs are Danny Woodhead and Shane Vereen. So there's that, which is good.
Hooray,
Ridley,
you're going to win the running backs matchup.
Well, it's Battle of New England running backs. I have Ridley, and he's got Vereen. So last week, Vereen took a touchdown from him. So.
Yeah, I wasn't happy about that. I have Ridley, too.
Yeah, I don't like that. And his receivers are pretty good, Larry Fitzgerald and Julio Jones. But when they're going up against Calvin Johnson and A.J. Green, that kind of...
Thanks, Larry. Thanks for that. Thanks for that dud you laid for me on Monday. That was
great. Yeah, he's playing the Giants this week, though, so you can count on him this week. Panthers defense and Tucker from the Ravens is the kicker. And Nick Foles. Our quarterbacks are going head-to-head. Nick Foles and Andrew Luck, Monday night. I love having to stay up for Monday night games till, like, you know, 1 a.m. just to see if you won your fantasy game. That's the best, especially when you have, like, you don't even really give a shit about the actual game. It's the worst.
Now, when I lived in God's time zone, I just went to bed and said, you know what, me watching will not make the outcome different, so I'm going to go to sleep now.
Yeah, but I like knowing. I don't like having to wake up and find out. I like knowing when I go to bed if I won or not. But anyway, 855-VOC-RADIO, 855, what's the rest of that number? Where's Rat Boy when you need him? 855-862-7234. If you're listening to this show right now, it's not because you heard about it on the VOC Twitter page or on any kind of promotion that was done by the VOC Radio Network or by...
Actually, if you're listening live right now, call in and tell us how you heard about it.
Yeah. Yeah, nothing else was promoted by the program director either, I'm sure. So it's really just frustrating, man. This, like, he said to me, he's like, yeah, we do this for fun, you know, we don't get paid and it's for fun or whatever. But and my response was, it's not fun when nobody listens.
No.
You know what I mean? It's no fun when nobody calls in, because you just, you know, especially if it's just like one person there talking to themselves. It's insane. I don't know. Maybe it'll get better now that the summer's over, but I would think that something like fantasy football, that's the most popular thing in the country, and you have 100,000 Twitter followers, that you could probably get a few people to listen and call in if it's promoted correctly. Since there's no other, it's not like it's a wrestling show where there's like 8 of them on this network. This is the only fantasy football show.
You know, maybe we just need a female co-host.
Maybe. I don't even know.
We can call her Booberella.
Did what was I going to ask you? I just wish that you know, we're actually going to talk fantasy football here and not like because if you watch any other football show right now, they don't talk about anything else but one specific topic, and it's totally out of control. So I don't even know if they're going to be fantasy football games this week. Maybe they'll just disband the league because it's lost all credibility or whatever people are accusing it of. There was a thing, I got an alert today that there was a group that, how was it put? Called for Goodell's resignation because he's lost all credibility, and called for him to step down. And I'm like, oh my gosh,
stop, just stop.
It was some women's organization.
So wait, because he handed down a harsher punishment for the woman beating, he's now lost all credibility?
No, because I think it's pretty obvious now that he's not telling the truth about something. That's the problem.
Right.
He's looking pretty bad. And the league's looking pretty bad.
DJ, who are your sleeper picks? Who might people not be thinking about that they should probably go pick up?
Real quickly, like I was saying though, before we move on from that, did you see the thing that came out earlier? Is that the law enforcement said that they sent the video in April?
No.
Yeah,
but that's delightful.
That's the latest thing. Is that they said that they sent that video that the NFL says they didn't see, the one that just came out on Monday or whatever. That they sent it to the league office in April. And I guess they're probably going to provide proof of sending it and all that kind of stuff eventually. But that was the latest on that. So he's looking really bad. The organization, by the way, was the National Organization for Women. They're calling for Goodell to step down, saying the league has lost its way.
Speaking of things that have no credibility, the National Organization for Women. So,
all right, sleeper picks. Um, I don't know. I think Carson Palmer's a nice sleeper pick this week.
You think there's a league that doesn't? You think there's a league where someone doesn't have him?
Oh yeah. I would consider him in that like probably like 15 to 20 range of being drafted. I would think.
In an eight man league. In a 10-man league, maybe. I think if you're in a 12-man league or higher, he's gone.
I'm not saying this is a guy that will be available. I'm saying this is a guy that you might have that you wouldn't think about playing. You know, that you might normally not sit. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
He's a guy that would start if he's, you might have another option at quarterback that, that you think is better, but I don't think you might, he might have a better week. There aren't a lot of guys, I think, this early that I don't think people have that are, like, all of a sudden sleepers. You know, you might have a few, but I don't think there's a ton of them yet.
Well, like I said, I mean, I think if Benjamin went undrafted in your league, and he probably did, get on there and see if you can still pick him up.
What about the kid from Jacksonville? What do you think of him? The kid that went off touchdowns.
How much do you trust Henny to push the ball down the field consistently?
I don't trust him to do anything.
Exactly.
Against the Redskins, though, however, he may have 550 yards rushing, and then another 550 passing.
Yeah, I mean, I think it all depends on how valuable you think Chad Henne is going to be over the course of the season. I'll tell you another guy. And he was being listed as maybe someone who you only take if you draft his counterpart. He's probably not there if you're in a keeper league, but if you're in a redraft every year league, I would snap up Carlos Hyde.
Yeah. I was pretty pissed about that last week, too. Same situation as, like, the Ridley situation. I have Frank
Gore. I was happy about that. Because I drafted him.
I have Frank Gore. So.
Oh, well, I don't want you to get any points with your running back.
So that was kind of upsetting.
Yeah, I think Carlos Hyde is going to take a lot of Frank Gore's harder goal line runs.
Yeah, I mean, he showed he could do that already. Because they're actually, like, almost the same player. You know, it's not like they have, like, that, like, third down, like scat back like they used to have that they would bring in a spell Frank Gore. He's pretty much like the same looking player, just a little bit younger.
He's younger, and San Francisco knows they need to preserve Gore.
Yeah.
So I like I said, I think if you can snatch him up, do that, because I think he could be a touchdown guy.
Here's a guy. Do you think a lot of people have taken Golden Tate in a lot of leagues?
I would take him, but I would only take him if I could sacrifice a slot on my bench for a little while. It's the same reason you pick up a tight end from New England. In this case, you're banking on Percy Harvin not being around.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think it's a bad move. I mean, you pick him up. If you can afford to let him sit on the bench, and you're kind of looking at another receiver, pick him up, see what happens. You know, if we get to week five or so, and he's wasting a spot, and Harvin appears to still be healthy. I mean, you dump him. It's almost the same as the tight end situation you and I were talking about to open the show.
Harvin? What are you talking about Harvin for?
Percy Harvin.
Why Percy Harvin? They're not on the same team.
Yeah, they are.
No, they're not. Dude, he's on Detroit now. Golden Tate is on the Lions.
wow, that's a bad brain flip by me. You're right.
I know. That's why. What are you talking about Percy Harvin for? Where are you going with this?
Wow, that's not good that I just made that mistake.
No, Golden Tate is
yeah, Golden
Tate from
Detroit.
Yeah, he's Calvin Johnson's counterpart. And he looked pretty good against the Giants the other night. I mean, everybody looked good against the Giants, but I mean, he's going to get a lot of single coverage, and he's probably the most talented number two they've had since they've had Calvin Johnson. So, and Stafford's got this new offense. He looked pretty good the other night. Now that you know what I'm talking about, what do you think about him as a pickup?
I'm so embarrassed right now. If you could see my face on the radio, it would be red, and I'd be holding in laughter at my own ridiculousness.
I'm like, wait a minute. I'm going to have to stop him. Because I don't know if he knows what he's talking about.
I think if you have any other Detroit player on your roster, you pass for now.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan of having more than one guy from the same like receiving core or like tight end and receiver or running back. Cause, you know you can't get both their points all the time. Somebody's not getting it if somebody else is.
I think the exception, for a couple of years there, I think the exception would have been in New Orleans. Like, if you could have gotten Jimmy Graham and a 1-2 or 3.
Yeah,
if you could have gotten Jimmy Graham and a 1-2 or 3, you probably would have done that. But, yes, generally speaking, I agree with you. I think if you have any other player, and that includes running backs or tight ends. Yeah, that includes running backs in addition to tight ends and receivers. I think if you have any of them, you pass. If you don't, he's probably worth a flyer, especially if your receivers are middle of the road. Because you're right, he's, the guy on the other side of the field from him is a freaking cheat code.
Yeah.
Megatron is a cheat code. I think if you don't have anyone else from Detroit, especially if your receivers are middle of the road, you take him, because he's got, the only thing he's got going against him is that the receiver in front of him, double coverage doesn't matter.
Yeah.
There's been times triple coverage hasn't mattered.
Because I
think that's your only downside.
Yeah. Yeah, he's still going to target him a lot. Another sleeper at quarterback, I think, possibly, Jake Locker. He might be a guy that's not going in a lot of leagues. Going up against that vaunted Dallas defense that stinks. Well, what?
Have a Tennessee receiver or tight end, I think I might take a stab at that first. Because Locker has this problem where he just sort of throws the ball to the other team.
Yeah, but Dallas doesn't stop anybody. The worst defense in the history of the league last year. And they look like they were much better. I mean, they looked a little bit better against San Fran, but...
The mighty Highland High School Trojans could move the ball on Dallas.
Dude, they're just a bad team.
I know. So is Dallas.
No, I meant Dallas.
I personally would... I would pass on Locker, unless I have, no other option at quarterback. Like, my other quarterback, my starting quarterback is Matthew Stafford. I'm fine with that. But my backup is Alex Smith. And, if my options are Alex Smith or Jake Locker, I'll probably
punch
Jake Locker out there.
There's got to be another guy out there for you besides Alex Smith. It's got to be somebody. Alex Smith is not.
I'm just not all that worried because, again, I have Stafford. Alex Smith is basically there to sit in for Stafford's bye.
There's got to be somebody better for Stafford's bye available on your waiver wire. Got to be.
I don't know, man. I mean, it's it's a deep league, and most of the teams are pretty smart. Like, I mean, I had a guy who tried picking it, was mad because he wanted to pick up Ray Rice today because he needed a bruiser.
Oh, jeez.
So you can tell it's a real tasteful group of people. You know, and last year when we did the league, we had a guy draft Aaron Hernandez. But, you know, generally speaking, it's a fairly smart league. I mean, I could look. Like, I'm right here by my computer. I could take a peek.
Yeah, I mean, obviously you don't need him for a while, but it just seemed like there's got to be somebody available. We were talking about the Titans and, you know, some of their other options, but one of those guys, Delanie Walker, he might be a guy that nobody has in some leagues, possibly. He's going up against Dallas this week, which is a good matchup anytime.
Okay, let's get to my ESPN page. We'll look at the waiver wire for some people.
You got to find a quarterback.
Well, I mean, we'll just go position by position. Okay, players. And available. You want to start with QB?
Yeah, that's what you're looking to replace.
Well, we'll just go, like I said, we'll just go position by position. See what's out there in mine. Figure at least some of these guys will be available in your league, and we'll go from there. Okay. I'm not going to go through everybody, but guys that jump out at me who are available. We have Chad Henne is available in my league.
Nope.
Josh McCown, available in my league. Derek Carr, available in my league.
No.
Brian Hoyer, available. If you're desperate for a quarterback...
I might take Brian Hoyer over Alex Smith.
Yeah, if you're desperate for a quarterback this week, and I don't know why you would be, but if you're desperate for a quarterback, that might not be a bad guy to pick up. EJ Manuel is available.
That's the guy that I think might be a sleeper for a few people. So if he plays all season like he played last week, he might have, you know, possibility to put up some numbers.
Yeah, I don't think he would be bad. But quarterback, generally speaking, people who are listening to the show should be set on, right?
Yeah. But there's nobody listening to the show, so.
Well, we're gonna hope that people download it on podcast.
Right.
All right, running backs, names that jump out at me. Ahmad Bradshaw is out there for you.
Yeah.
Jacquizz Rodgers from Atlanta.
Jacquizz.
John Kuhn is here if you need him.
From the Packers?
Yes. He's out there for you.
Yeah, so you're going to draft a fullback or pick up a fullback. You have problems.
I agree. Receivers. Who could be out there on receivers? Do you take a flyer on Rod Streeter from Oakland?
That team's so bad, though. It's
well, remember, you're not exactly going to go finding top line guys out there week two.
Well, I'm waiting for Bolden and Dwayne Bowe. I get both of them over Streeter.
Well, I would too.
Or Wesker,
I just don't think.
There.
I think that your league is the exception to the rule. I don't think there's a lot of leagues where Anquan Boldin is floating around on waivers, waiting for someone to grab him.
Yeah, I agree with that. But I think Dwayne Bowe might be there in some of those leagues.
I know he's not on mine because someone was making the same somewhere over Dwayne Bowe. joke that I made earlier in the show, but
we got about 10
Nate Washington's out there. Well, Nate Washington's out there too. If you want him,
oh, in your league, yeah, he's out there.
Yeah, but he might be available in a lot of other leagues. That's a that's an unlikable Tennessee offense. And I see nobody attractive on tight ends in mine. I got nothing for you. Unless you want, like, Joe Fourier.
From the Wonder Years?
No, from Detroit.
All right. It's a different Fourier. Different Fourier on the Wonder Years.
Yeah, different one.
Who the hell's this tight end?
Defensive...
From? Atlanta.
Defense is available. You ready?
Yeah.
Minnesota, Tennessee, Jacksonville, Oakland, San Diego, Detroit, Indianapolis, the Jets.
Oof, man.
I know. Those are some painful options.
Yeah, that is not good.
If you have the Raiders defense on your roster right now, call the show.
Tony Gonzalez retired, right?
Yes, he's now hosting the NFL Today.
Because he's listed on my app as available from Atlanta. Like, I think he's retired. Meanwhile,
wow, Jake Locker got picked up.
Look at that. See, somebody's listening to the show.
Yeah, to back up Peyton Manning.
There's an Atlanta tight end. What's his name here? Levine Toilolo? How do you say his name? I don't even know. He's ranked 15th in tight ends. He had a touchdown last week for Atlanta.
Well, that could be a thing. DJ, I think this show might need some show prep next week.
Well, no, I mean, the whole concept of this show is to answer callers' questions. So, unless you're preparing to not have any callers, you don't really need to prep anything. You know what I mean?
I think you should start preparing for that, is what I'm saying.
That's a good, fair point, I guess. Fair point. The day I start doing show prep for something like this is the day I probably just stop doing the show because you've already outworked yourself. You're like, look, I don't need to do this. It's insane. All right, man. Well, I don't know if...
let's call it.
Yeah, I think Derek will be calling in any minute now. I'm sure he will be.
You think we could all just go, like, everyone from in the room could just go in on, like, a watch for Derek? Like a digital one with a little alarm on it?
We'll get him the new Apple Watch.
That's a little too nice.
We'll can
we get him,
like
a time... Can we get him, like, one of those cheapy Timex ones from Kmart?
We'll all put in $50 and we can get him a watch. That'd be $350, the seven of us or whatever. We put it in and we'll get the Apple Watch.
No, I don't want to spend that much. I want us to get him a watch and everyone spends like $20.
That's a lot of money. You just get him like a $20 watch where all of us put in $4. That's even better.
Yeah, but we need it with like a little alarm so that he can set it for when he's supposed to be here.
I think he's got an iPhone. I think he can set that. He's got a built-in watch.
Well, you know what? Let's teach... Next week in the room, assuming he shows up, let's have a little segment where we teach him how to set that.
How to set a watch? How to set your iPhone alarm?
Yes.
Oh my goodness gracious!
All right,
sounds like a
plan. I'm getting out of here. Take us home.
All right, guys. Thanks for nothing. Thanks for not calling in. Thanks for not having any questions. I'd like to thank Ray for calling in and making the show actually last almost an hour. But other than that, thanks for nothing, VOC Nation Radio Network. Had enough.
to you.